Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings. I'm your host, Michelle Mache. It's great to be here with everyone. Happy Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday. Hi, everyone in the chat. Great to see you all here. Some people got booted out, might have to refresh. Hopefully I have sound. Let me know if I have sound, you guys. Okay, I won't know until I hear from you. Okay, call in number 347-539-5122. Press 1 on your keypad to let me know that you want to get on air. I know some of you are listening via phone. So what I found out, too, by the way. Oh, sound is great. Yay, Tamara. Yep. My Sacred Space of Empowerment homies. My buddies. Yay, Crystal Bolt's Retina. Thank you also. Perfect. Thank you, Angie. Thanks, Denise. Thanks, Tamara. Great. That's the chat room holds the space really so well. And also have a lot of great insights in there too. So if you're even new to the program, or maybe you're not new, but you have a question, pose it in the chat, because they can have some amazing insights as well. So again, the number to call in, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. And I want to say hi to everyone listening via iTunes, BTR, FM Player, TuneIn Radio, and the other podcast outlets that have picked up our program. Just want to say hey. A lot of times I get emails say, oh, I listened to you from this or that, you know, so I kind of want to give a little shout out. It's nice that people do these podcasts. The other day I was surfing, somebody sent me something. Oh, they were telling me that they had referred some of their students to my YouTube channel, Light Being 21, to listen to some meditations. And so I went there, and then I was looking for something else, and all of a sudden came up my 5-step emotional clearing process and other meditations on YouTube. And Angie in the chat, rolling with the homies. Yep, rolling with the homies. My peeps, yes. I love it. I love it. Thanks for the look. Yes, the peeps. I don't know if I can quite pull that off, but okay, I'm trying. Anyway, so I guess CD Baby had put the CDs on YouTube, so they're there. So and my YouTube channel, Light Being 21, does have quite a few things. I don't know if you can download. I don't think you can download them, but you can listen to. I know that. Yeah, well, actually, you can. There is third party software that you can do that, but you can definitely listen to them and, you know, bookmark them and have them. And if you have that ripware, I used to have some of that. You can rip it off. You can rip it off and listen however you want to. So, all things Awakenings, email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com or awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, guest suggestions, hellos, how do you do's, and whatever. Also, I want to thank those people that have been putting the wonderful reviews and comments on our iTunes page. That really, really means a lot. Warms my heart, as you know. Going to give you all a little ding on that, a little ding with the chime here as a thank you. Yeah, it's great. It helps more people find us, and all that feedback, comments kind of bumps you up in the Google searches, so it's easier for people to find us. And so it's much, much appreciated, very appreciated. So those of you that get my monthly forecasts, my psychic forecasts and energetic insights, kind of got that from clients. They're like, oh, I like how you do these energetic insights of the energy and what's coming up, not just psychically, but what's the energy playing out. And that's really a lot of, besides getting messages, is what I read, so, or tune into. So if you would like to get that monthly, just, again, email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com and just say, hey, I want to get your forecast, give you the heads up. This one was a little late, and I want to clarify, I did have a accident, and but I'm okay. You can hear me. Doing a lot better. In fact, one of the listeners said, oh, you sounded even more reflective. Pain makes you reflective. Let me just say that. Pain makes you reflective. So, yeah, anyway. So I've been gathering, and I do this a lot. I love you guys emailing questions in. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And some of you have a lot of questions that you've emailed in, which is great. So I've been amassing them, and I'm breaking them down into topics, what most people have been asking and wanting to know about from a esoteric point of view, a metaphysical point of view, a spiritualist point of view, and I'll explain what that is. And really want to dive into that today, plus get to readings, get to questions, you know, hear from you, get your feedback, you know, do you agree, do you disagree, ask questions, want to hear how your life is unfolding, you know, for you, you know, what are you seeing on this amazing soul path, you know, moving from just a life path to a soul path, talk about that too. So, so I'm going to read a couple questions. I'm going to get one question kind of out of the way because it's not really what we're talking about, but I did want to answer personal questions. It's better, always better to call in. You can always get a reading and you know, reach me at info@selfinlight.com or awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. But this one is for Mary. I tuned in for you and your relationship. What I got was both of you were in completion cycles and ending, but also transition to ending. And without kind of talking to you, you know, to further kind of tune in, what it looked like, there could be a relationship in the past in the influence. So they could have gotten back with their ex. It's showing past influence coming back. It showed it was a bridging type relationship to learn more about what you want. Both of you had a very strong soul connection, so definitely part of each other's, you know, part of one soul tribe. And it should get, guidance also should, could reconnect, but it would be for a short time. So get clarity on what you liked, what you didn't like, what you'd like more of, you know, and what was working. I think you can be in dialogue with this person, but I do feel that they kind of pulled back and they may be thinking about someone else is what I hate to say, what I'm hearing. But let me know, Mary. Call in when you can. Okay. All right. Let's get to it. All right. First off, diving in. What's the difference between a life path and a soul path? Okay. Everything is life, right? And our soul is a part of life. So if we look at life as like this living organism, it is the life force animating energy. I mean, to be alive, to have life, you're animated. You're living that pranic energy that is the intelligence of the universe. So life, all life has intelligence. That's right, vegans and vegetarians. I was vegan and vegetarian for 20 plus years, probably vegan for a good 16, and then the rest was vegetarian. So, or I was vegan for less, probably, I think 7 years. Out of that 20 that I was vegetarian. So everything, I don't care if you're eating a salad, that salad has life force. We receive life force. We give life and we receive life. And we receive life through what we take in, right? And we give it by what we release. Now, when you're talking about a soul path, the difference, because a life path, everybody has a life. But there comes a time, there can be, in a soul alignment where you consciously begin to go through a succession of awakenings. And some people have kind of already come in this way, that there's a recognition that there is a path, there is a destiny that you have, there is a purpose, or you're waking up to your individual gifts. Then you begin to connect into what we call the soul alignment, when you begin to align more to your soul. There's a recognition of this part of your being. So as spiritual beings, think of spirit as the animating energy. That is life. Spiritual energy is life. Your soul is a blueprint. It's the individuated aspect of the all that is, or life, or God, or, you know, that takes on shape and form, takes on body, you know, incarnates, comes into this, steps down the vibration to become in physical form. And so when you, how you are as a soul, this is what's really going to, you know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. You will grow and evolve, but you're not going to change. In other words, if one, it doesn't go like, there's a misnomer about karma. Like, if I was a burglar that last lifetime, this lifetime, I'm going to be a policeman. So I understand the opposite. No. You are who you are, who you are, and you evolve within that. You know, so people come in on different, you know, spiritual rays. If you read any of Alice Bailey's books, talks about this, goes a lot into the soul and humanity. You are the ray that you are, or a combination of rays that you are, and you manifest that on many levels, many dimensions, if you want to look at it that way. And one of them has to be on the earth plane. Now, in the plane of existence where we don't separate out yet, you remain in that collective, you know, unconscious, if you will. You remain in the undifferentiated aspect until the step-down frequencies happen. Then you in a sense, are everything, you know. This is why a lot of times, I have this experience, and a lot of other mediums and psychics have this, when they're reading for somebody, they will say on the other side, oh, they don't have those likes or dislikes. They don't have, you know, these issues or these problems, right? They've let go of this. They've forgiven you. It's not a big deal, right? So that's because when you move out of that space of duality, of playing out the polarity, and the more you expand or extend back into the all that is, the closer you are to that, the less you have these, you know, you don't have conflicts really on the other side, the truth be told. There can be lower level entities and energies, we get into that, but that isn't as common of occurrence as a lot of people think. So tapping into that, James, our wonderful listener participant, emailed, and I will be getting to phone, so hang on the line. I'll be getting there to phone calls. He's saying, Michelle, it's about energy, isn't it? Frequencies and vibrations. For instance, the emotion that we feel is an energy. Energy must be the currency of the soul. Yeah. And the soul's desire to experience a certain frequency or energy gives rise to the incarnation set up. Yes. I'm getting major body tingles when I write this. Yay, James. Yes. So here's the deal. Yes, but we've got to think about it. At the most expanded level of consciousness, there is not individual consciousness. There is vibration and frequency of the all that is. That's why in some, you know, metaphysical doctrines, especially when you get more with kind of a spiritual religious kind of slant, it's said that on earth, God is getting to know itself. And each of us is an aspect of God. And as we express and experience life, because we're a slice of God, we're getting to know ourselves. And then the all that is, or the if you want to call it the collective God. So what happens is every vibration, and many of you have heard me say this, has a, you know, or complex of vibrations, right? There's resonating vibrations and wavelengths that come together and create a blueprint. That is the soul. And then the soul, as it takes form, becomes us and other things and other, you know, all of life, animal beings, trees, birds, whatever. So, yes, emotion is the currency. This is why clearing emotionally is so important. This is why celebrating your emotional body is so important, because that's what we have here on the earth plane. We are energy in motion. Everything is energy in motion. Everything has a frequency. So, yes, what frequencies we're encoded with on a soul level, that determines our experience on the earth plane, because those frequencies correspond to certain experiences. This is why all the inner work that we're doing, everyone is doing, clearing up the emotional body to be this wonderful, you know, recognizing at first as this amazing aspect of our being, you know, just like our mental body and spiritual body, we've got the physical body, and then we have the material plane or earth plane, which we play out to, which could even be considered a body of light, love, and awareness, a body of energy. But it is the currency. This is why when you have a lot of emotion, you can have a lot of passion, energy and motion. You don't have passion if there's not a lot of energy, a lot of frequency. When you have a creative idea, and those of you that are artists, you know this, you get this, oh, I got to draw this, I got to paint this, I got to write this. That's that energy in motion. So we're learning, relearning to come back to that, to come back to the ecstatic energy that we are, to incorporate that into our life. So the personality, which you could also call psychologically the ego, not the constructed ego, and that's what I kind of want to clear up, and somebody was putting it in the chat, Crystal Bowles Gretna, yeah, about the ego. There's a misnomer that the ego is bad. It is a very needed, necessary function of our beingness, you know, of our psyche. It's the interface. It's the personality. You know, in Buddhist psychology, they call it personality, and some, you know, spiritual, psychological, you know, doctrines and beliefs, if you will, modalities, you could call the personality. It's an interchange of personality or ego. Now, the constructed ego or the false ego, that's what we want to get rid of. That constructed ego is just that. It's what we construct to get along in the world, to protect us, to have defense mechanisms, it's constructed based on when we were growing up, what seemed to get more attention or bring us more ease and less pain. And it may not be us at all. And I remember years and years and years ago when I first started, I just got out of school studying hypnotherapy, worked with somebody doing a lot of past life regression work and all kinds of regression work, but past life in particular. And one client I was working with, she had some issues in relationship and just not feeling comfortable with herself. And what it went back to, it was so amazing. It went back to when she was a little girl, she had this laugh. She loved to laugh, but a very full laugh. And her mother told her, little girls don't laugh like that. That's not a ladylike laugh. So she started molding herself in this way where she became more quiet, kind of more repressed, didn't laugh loud. I never heard her laugh loudly. And it was interesting, in the session she just started letting out this huge, I mean it was a huge laugh, I mean, and she said, this is how I really want to laugh, and I want to be, and I am a clown. And she, like, from kind of this prim and proper kind of stereotypic corporate person, you know, working in an office, and you know, she just put this other personality. So she had constructed this ego to get along. Tamara, yeah, ouch, poor little girl. Yeah, it was amazing, you know, and that it's kind of interesting. So she tried to kind of mold herself. She was taller, bigger woman, I think like 5'10", something 5'11". But she came off very kind of small, diminutive. And then later she got told, well, guys aren't going to like you, you know, if you're this way, you know, you're big anyway, so guys aren't going to, you know, and now you have this laugh or you don't want to be too out there. So, but she wasn't happy, and she wasn't really aligning with people in her life, the right people, the right guys, because she really wasn't being heard. Her resonance was off. She wasn't in resonance and coherence with herself. So her true ego, her true personality, now it's also part of the psyche, the ego, a little bit different in a sense psychologically, is that part of us that wants to keep the status quo, wants to keep things going and has the protection mechanism. It's kind of the maintainer, stabilizer, you know, of our faculties. And it only knows what's happened in the past. It doesn't know what's the future. It knows the past and a bit of the present, and it makes its decisions on the present. This is why you need to connect it into your intuitive aspect of your being. By the way, this is all one. This is all us. But we look at these little parts kind of psychologically, and then in transpersonal psychology, we integrate the higher self or the soul or the something greater than just our little ego, you know, mind or surface mind. So what starts to happen, and so really one thing I want to say, we don't want to create separation. We don't want to create this part of me is bad, this part of me is good. I was working with someone the other day, and they were seeing this part of them as bad, and it wasn't bad or negative. It's really just a part that's crying out for help. What happens is when we grow up, we have parts of us that get stunted at different ages and stages until that situation or that trauma is healed and understood, and then that part is said to say psychologically grows up with this. We've all seen people that are emotionally stunted, right? We say, oh, they have arrested development. Or, God, they're 50 years old and they're still acting like they're 14, you know, or they're like a frat boy, you know, or they're a sorority girl, you know, they can't do anything on their own, whatever. So we get kind of stuck in different, and that's with everybody, no matter how conscious you are. And then, but it can take deep, deep inner work to heal the wounds, but it also could take a shift in consciousness, a shift in awareness that brings that part of you back into the whole. Because what we tend to do as human beings, and this again is a protection from the ego, is when we get hurt, we tend to cut that part out. We kind of stop it. We kind of separate out from it. And as James had put in the question, everything is energy, right? So that energy wants to have expression. It needs expression. And so that's when you get people acting out. Or like, oh, I can't believe I said that or did that, or this part comes over me. And it's because you didn't get aware of it. So really all you have to do is kind of tune into these parts of you. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? When's the earliest time I felt like this? Did my mom feel like this or do this? Did my dad, you know, my brothers, my sisters, or, you know, cousins, whatever, relatives, or where did I see this before? Oh, I've kind of taken that on. And then you just can go in a meditative state and connect back into that and literally change your reaction, change your response, create a response to who you are now and connect it to your higher self. So we have this ego is not bad. There's this relationship. At some point, you become less maybe of a psychological ego. You move more into your personality. That's when the soul alignment starts happening, which is, I think, a good way to explain it. You begin to be your soul on earth. You begin to live what people would say authentically. Now, we have a little intermediary there, which is the higher self, which is just that. If we look at the ego or just responding maybe like how everybody does, you know, like this is the way to do it. So you're not thinking, you're not tuning into yourself. Someone says, go study this, people will make a lot of money, you'll have a good life, or go do this, and the ego says, okay, I'll do that. Okay, so there's a way to live like that. There's a way to live without self-examination, contemplation, and consciously connecting into your higher self. I know people that have a higher self that don't even know that they do. They tap into their intuition. You know, they may use different terms. So I'm using these terms, right? But there are certain people that they know, wow, I got this problem or this issue. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to contemplate about it. I've talked to business people that they didn't call it higher self, but they said, but what I do is I write a note to myself before I go to bed. And then maybe that night or a few nights later, a week or two, I'll have the answer. So when we're talking about the higher self, we are talking about tapping into that part of you that is beyond what is seen, beyond everyday thinking and rationale, beyond logic. We'll take in logic, you know, when you kind of come back into the mind. That's the thing. You have to go, I always say we use the mind to go beyond the mind. We go into that realm where there's no thinking. The answer comes back through the mind. It comes through the mental realm. Some people say it's at the higher mental realm. You know, it's the 10% of the brain that's not getting used. Well, when you start connecting into the subtle energy, when you start, you know, meditating and learning how to do that shift in consciousness where you expand. Okay, what's the difference between the higher self and over-self? Okay, kind of the same. I would say the same. Now, there's over-soul, which is that part that's guiding and directing on a soul level. Now, again, we're kind of splitting little hairs here. We're talking about levels of our being or levels of our existence. Just like there are oversoul, there's also hierarchy, spiritual hierarchy in the oversouls, which I work with. I also get in my information from God or spirit of all that is. I can tune into that awareness, but I can also turn into various guides. Sometimes I'm working with people and they have, like I was working with this guy the other day, and he has a medical guide, you know, and that kind of get, and he's in the medical field. So again, it's different vibrational frequencies that bring these life expressions, which we could call energies. So the oversoul is handling the soul's unfoldment and is specifically doing that, not just individually, but the group of souls. And we have what we call, and it's even referenced in the Bible, but it's the light beings. It's actually the star seeds that have incarnated, the 144,000. Which, if you think of back in the day, what do you want to look at, regular Bible, metaphysical Bible interpretation? When that was written, there wasn't millions or billions of people. So there are people seated on the planet to carry this new information on a soul level. It's encoded in the soul. Think of the soul as a blueprint. If you're building a house and you have a certain blueprint, that blueprint is going to tell you what the house is going to be look like, what kind of land you want to have. Is the blueprint say it's high up on a hill and there's big bay windows, or is it say it's on land, flat land next to the beach with little windows but a big backyard? Is it in the city with a little yard but a big, you know, a big rooftop? So every one of you comes in with a specific blueprint, and that's the joy and the mystery kind of on a you know, life unfolding level. When you get on the soul path, you start getting soul aligned, you start getting these messages that are about how do I help my soul be a clearer vessel so my soul can manifest and become my personality. The soul and the personality get fused. So let's see now, Tamara, what are you saying? Once we start expressing from a soul level, our experience of Eve, yes, yes, Tamara, very good, yes. So I would say, because we're looking psychologically right now, we're talking about ego. What I can say is, as you are less, in psychology, psychological comes from psyche, right? Psyche means soul in Latin. But once you start, absolutely, I love that question. I love that clarification, Tamara. Yes, you can see the difference. I saw it in me when I had more of the alignment, when it started really aligning. I've seen it in people that I work with. You start thinking differently. You make different choices. Certain things don't bother you as much. Yeah, you're always going to have an ego. That's the nature of the humanity, of the human plane. And you know, the ego wants, you know, gets upset, jealous, whatever. It's preservation. It's really kind of our human part. But the personality is our individual aspect. It's how we are. You know, it is us. It's at some point it will be, it become, it always, here's the thing, it always has been. Our personality always is our soul in physical form. What's happening now is people are beginning to recognize that and celebrate that. And that allows more of the soul to come through so that people have more authentic personalities. It's not a made-up personality, made up of defense mechanisms, right? So when we see somebody has a big ego and we say it negatively, that really psychologically means they're constructed ego or false ego. They have a lot of wounding they haven't healed, so they've created a false ego. So some of you know this, you know, with psychology, you know, goes into this. So what is it? The id, ego, the instinctual part, the id, ego, and superego, right? So that expanded part of us. Okay, let's see. Once we start, we drop the constructed ego and more of our higher self is expressing. Yes, absolutely. So what happens is we don't necessarily drop the ego. The ego is trainable. So in other words, if you were growing up, like the client that I was mentioning, and you were told, don't laugh that way, then you start constructing an ego. It molds to fit in, right? What you see and will continue to see is less and less people wanting and needing to fit in. They just want to be. And that's because they're not constructing an ego. They're not doing a false ego. They're not constructing an ego. They are allowing their personality to shine through more and more. What you will begin to see, and you're starting to see little inklings of it, as the ego as a construct will be subsumed into the personality. Because when the personality is completely fused with the soul, right? The soul, if you look at the personality as a container, someone might have a big container, little container, a pink container, blue container, whatever, make it individuals. One has bows in it, one has ribbons. It's our individuality, right? It is us in physical form. It's our physical body, it's our likes, it's our dislikes. The more we open up, heal our wounds and open up to soul expression, and we're following those nudges, whether you're working with guardian angels, guides, whatever your formatting is, your beliefs are. The more that you're doing that, the more you're healing, you're opening up to the magic and the mystery of life, you recognize you have a soul, you know, that your spirit goes on, that you are this unique being with these great talents, you're meant to be here, the more you open up to a soul connection. And that soul energy, that soul frequency, it gets less and less diluted. Your personality gets more and more infused with the soul. And there is, in the alignment, the soul comes down completely into the personality. Then there is no need for protection anymore. Right? Let's see. What's the next question? On a practical level, I found that when I chose self and self-kind behavior and less letting inner critic run my life. This inner critic part reminds me of the false constructed ego you speak of, Michelle. Yes, but now, see, here's the thing. We all have a critic inside, or healthy criticism, or, well, I'm drawing something, maybe use blue next time, or do this. But the inner critic always comes, it's from our wounding, family and school wounding, and we integrate that into ourselves. We take it on, and we start believing that, or you know, that this is what it is. You know, so those kinds of things. You know, like people say, don't judge. Well, you have to judge. You judge what's right for you. The idea is not maybe to judge the person, but judge the behavior. Or you have to judge. You know, one of my teachers used to say, with love, tenderness, and mercy. You know, is this right for me, or am I done with this? So, see, there's no black and white. This is why I really wanted to do this show today, because I had so many questions like the ego is bad, or my ego, or what's the higher self. When you're getting out of duality, you're connecting into the higher self. At some point in the soul alignment, though, you begin to realize, hey, this is me. So we can look at it different ways. We can look at it, this is my higher self, or this is me turning into that aspect that is all-knowing, the aspect of God, or the all that is, or tapping into source energies or pure source energies. I always say healing source energies or source energies. It's all us. When we separate it out and call it different names, it's to help us understand it more and to use it more, right? It's like, you know, it's that saying, you know, the surfer and the surfboarder one, the skater and the skateboarder one, the dancer and the dance become one at some point. There is that oneness. So in learning and learning, oh, now, you know, I'm reacting. I need to tap into my higher self now. So that helps us. It's good to kind of do micro and macro. It's good to kind of do, okay, now I'm in my ego. I'm feeling very over, you know, jealous, or I'm, you know, I don't feel good. I don't, you know, I feel not protected or not safe, whatever it is you're going through. That's the key. Okay, I need to tap into my higher self through meditation. I need to do some journaling to take care of that inner child, that little wounded part of my inner psyche. And then I can tap into that part of myself that's connected to everything and everyone. So we are, it's important to know, though, everything that you're tapping into, to some degree, that is you. Working the other day with someone, and I always see their healing guides, and they came to me, but they weren't as much in his office. And he said, it's funny, I don't see them anymore. And I said, yeah, they're not as strong. I said, but you've integrated them. So sometimes we have guides that we're working with that are aspects of us that we, as we evolve and expand in consciousness, we reintegrate them into us. They are us. We take them into our, let's say, our main personality. And so there is no need anymore to connect with those guides because they are us. So a lot of times I find when I tune into people that feel they're tuning into this or that, it's actually aspects of themselves that they don't yet recognize as that expanded. It's really them in an expanded point of view. Tamara's saying there's so much freedom when we don't need to defend who we are and hide behind constructed ego. So true. And we got to think about it. If we tap into oneness, everything is needed and necessary on some level. It was created in this game. So the ego, you know, the way to express, to try to get understanding. So it's not anything wrong, you know. It's just different ways of looking at it. What I find, though, is when you are judging yourself or saying my ego's bad or I want to get rid of this part of me, not only are you disempowering yourself, but you are cutting off your life force energy. That's really what I want to get across. You're cutting it off. You're denting it. You're putting a clamp on it because you're saying this isn't good. The best thing to do is find out, why do you criticize yourself? What's that inner critic? Usually those parts of us are trying to protect us, but they don't know how to do it in a healthy way. I remember years ago when I would run a lot, I was jogging and along these railroad tracks, and sometimes I'd be working on projects, and some of them were like TV stuff, and this part of me would come in, the doubter. And I would listen. What I did is I learned to listen to that part. I said, okay, what do you got to say? Oh, I don't think this is going to go. I don't think it's going to work. And I'd listen. I'd go, okay, I hear you. But we're doing it anyway. See, those parts of you just want to be heard. You know, listen to, heard, acknowledged, and understood. But it's you. It's all you. So you can get in a meditative state and tell this part, hey, I know you're trying to protect me. Let's do it a different way. If you see me going in a wrong direction, instead of screaming in my head or having my thoughts go round and round that you're never going to make it or making a wrong choice again, how could you do this? Could we just do it a different way? Could you tap me on the shoulder, or could you say, maybe get a second opinion or ask for a confirmation, or, you know, ask your friend? So it's up to us. There's nobody outside us. That's what I'm saying. We can change the patterns that we have internally to get more to our true blueprint. We can change these overlays. We can get rid of them. So Tamara, bottom line, it's a deeper consciousness, more awakened living when we get to soul expression rather than ego expression. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, and then Crystal Bowles was saying that must have been the feeling I would get when I was younger and would hit the ball of the park during a game. There was always that feeling of being one with the bat and the ball. It was like we connected at that perfect moment. Yes. And when I tried to make that happen, it never would. Yes. And so that's the thing is when we're living more soul-centered, soul-connected, more soul-aligned, you are responding more naturally, more openly, and you don't always know what's going to come out. You kind of do because you get to know yourself, but you get more surprised. But if you're responding from the constructed ego, it's always a pat response. You know, this is why I've had people when they're doing clearing work with the emotional clearing work and repatterning, resonance repatterning work, we're using alpha theta healing energies. I've seen it. I've seen it in when I'm even with doing couples counseling. I have seen, witnessed people so changing their pattern and becoming, being authentic, coming from the soul and just responding from truth that the other person can't do the reactive pattern. I remember one session, the guy was interesting. He normally would just have these snap answers, you know, reactions. And his partner responded with this such truth. You could feel it. You could just have these like chill bumps, you know, heaven bumps, truth bumps. And he went, and he was dazed. You could see it like broke this, you know, chain. It just, whoa, wake up. And he was like, I don't really know. I don't really know what to say. Okay. I don't really know what to say. He didn't know. This is the thing. Once you do the, when you start doing the deeper healing and you start expanding into the higher self or that deeper expanded consciousness, getting your, those insights and awareness, opening more to the soul that so that the true you can come through, right? We don't always know how we're going to respond, right? Someone may say something so horrible to you, and you may just, instead of being defensive, you might blurt out and say, I love you. Oh, okay. Wow. You know, or the next time you may say, I really don't want to hear that kind of language. You know, I don't know. But when you are responding from the soul, it will always be what's best for all concerned. Because the soul part of this is the more undiluted connection we can get and expression from the soul, the more we are aligned to the all that is, to all, to the resonant fields, right? The more chronic life force energy we have, the more animated we are, the more we're interconnected. See, ego by nature creates separation, but which we are separating out as individual souls, but on some level, we aren't separate. We're one big soul, a soul of the universe. And here it is, it's step down. We have individual souls, then we have collective souls that we come in with, and then the next rung, we have the particular soul of the species or group we come under, and then we have the soul of the world or the universe, which there is this template. Why? So let's see, Crystal Bowles witnessing, I always ask my ego to take a back seat for a while and visualize it sitting in the back seat. That's a good thing, yeah. Because you can train your ego to be more receptive to the higher self, to be more receptive to what's not seen but can be felt, the higher insight, higher knowledge, more, when I mean higher, I mean more expanded, more awareness. And eventually, yes, you will have less of the ego that feels, that functions as it feels it needs to protect itself from something or someone. I always say the best protection is your light, which light translates into love and awareness. So the more you're in the light, it doesn't matter if you're in the dark, and that's not, it's not that kind of light. You can be in the unknown, but the more you're connected to your own light, the more aware you are. So you have less defense mechanisms. You have less need for protection. So again, we're all learning this way, and this is where we're, what we're co-creating. You know, allowing the new emergent consciousness to come in, which is based more on the soul. You know, I believe at some point we won't have what we know now as the ego. We will just be completely soul beings infused with, you know, on this, you know, dimension or the more, you know, denser physical dimensions of form, we don't need that game anymore, right? But I want to say, let's be loving while we still have it. You know? And I bet those of you that feel your own soul alignment, we've talked about this before, and some of you have worked with me. Some of you have done my daily own course. I talk about that, navigating, you know, the great soul awakening. It's us awakening to that we are this soul, that we are these individuated aspects with this amazing purpose just by our functionality. And waking up to that, then we become more co-creative in the universe. So I love the questions, you guys, and I love the feedback too and your insights. This is great, you know. And then Tamara says, "Yes, I recognize that kind of repeated response. It feels canned or off." Yes, responding from the authentic self is so beautiful. Yes, yeah, it's canned because it worked before, and so we use it. We go there. We use it, and we're taught to use it. So you can imagine when we've expanded in our awakening process enough to the point where we feel safe in the universe. We feel we're aware more that our experiences are by resonance, they're by vibrational frequency. Even with the horrible things that have been going on in our, you know, I want to say local world. You know, with the shootings and the mass shootings and things, which it's just, you know, obviously if you've had something like that, it's devastating. I cried about it myself. It just affected me so much. But you see the unification coming together. And see, at some point we won't need these things anymore. We won't need these things. And I'm not saying we're having those things so people learn to come together. It's not punitive. It's just a byproduct of what we have vibrationally, what we have intentionally, what we have in thought form, what we have in the astral plane. So what we have emotionally is playing out. And so as it plays out and there's more direction towards unity and unification, there will naturally be less of that. You know, if someone doesn't feel alienated within themselves or overly conflicted within themselves, these things don't happen, whether it's an individual or a religion or a group. You know, this is why I don't really like labeling so much. You know, it's like, I know we need it to some degree, but the more that we see the interconnected and the sameness, in other words, value and love our uniqueness and our difference, like, you know, my sparkle sparkles this way and your sparkle sparkles that way, but we're not saying one sparkle is better than another. The more we have, the less alienation. You can see it happening. I see the harmony. This is harmony through conflict. I see the unification. I see the steps. Stop the bullying. There's so much going on with that now. Bullying has been going on forever. I mean, I remember, thank God I didn't bully people, and I never got, you know, bullied. I think I had one instance, one or twice, but somehow, I don't know why, I just kind of didn't have those experiences. But I always was there for the underdog, stepping in, you know, stop that, you know, or friend, hey, what are you doing? That's stupid. You know, leave them alone. They're not, you know, I was just like, ah, I'm so over it. You know, it's not my. But look, it took that long. If you think of when I was, you know, a small child, the consciousness to get to that, hey, people that get bullied, they bully back. The people that bully or have been bullied or alienated or beat up, whether at home or at school, those are the ones that tend to be, you know, shooting people, you know, doing these mass shootings. So, but you've got to look on the surface, not from the ego level, expand into the higher self, expand into the higher awareness, and begin to see what there's a master plan. There is a plan unfolding, leading to more harmony, unification. Yes, there's a lot in between that, but that's also a byproduct of the old paradigm. We are in this shift. And then, so shift focus is only our best response. Denise, what do you mean? Let's see. Feels devastating sometimes that this change is a long way off based on current BS. But look how far we're getting. I mean, you, all of us, you know, 40s, 50s on up, we had bullying when we went to school. I know they had in the 30s because I've watched on the old movie buff. They had in the 30s and 40s, 20s. In fact, they said you should do, you know, institutionalized bullying. You know, I can't even think of the movies that I've seen, but I remember seeing some, and I think it's Roaring 20s or whatever, 30s, I don't know, but the guys on the football team, and they, you know, drank and beat somebody up. The guy, oh, you said that to me, boom, 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 or the guy that's smaller gets beat up, and then maybe sometime in the movie, one of the bigger football, you know, players ends up taking him under his wing. But so we've had, even beyond that, witch burning people, you know, at the state. So we have a long line of this. But if you look at from 1988 or 87 to where we are now, it's exponentially getting faster. It's getting addressed faster. Look at the Dark Ages, Puritanical times. I mean, we can look through the history, but you can see now that things are getting better more quickly. There's an intensification of energy. More people are waking up than they did in the past. I mean, when I, you know, was born as a psychic and a channel, having all these spiritual experiences, you know, I met a few people, you know, but I had to seek things out, you know, to find that. And then you get led, but now you just go and Google it. Or you come to Awakenings, you know, or you go to Facebook, or you go to another show. So you've got to, when you guys are getting bombarded with all this stuff that's happening in the world, and it is heart-wrenching, especially if you're an empath, it just, and I say honor those feelings, that human part, but then look below. Look what's happening and ask yourself, take yourself back on the timeline, turn of the century, what awareness did we have in the 60s, what awareness? Since the harmonic convergence of, you know, 87, now we're in the converging flow, you know, we have the grand awakening, the soul awakening that's happening. Things are moving more in that unification direction, the harmonizing. Part of the converging flow is the harmonizing. Unfortunately, even within ourselves, there's conflict to get to that harmony. It has to, but all, this is why I'm saying we'll get to more harmony when we stop having language or doing things like trying to get rid of parts of us or not listening. That's what causes all this stuff. It gets projected out through thought forms and then it gets acted out. So, you know, it goes into the mental realm and it catches, you know, it gets caught. So the more we can work with our energies and harmonize it, the more that we can, again, connect to the soul. You know, we connect with that part that is not living out the extremes of the polarity plane. All right, let's get to callers. Hi, 706-881, you're on Awakenings. Welcome. Hello. Okay, let's see. And now we've got a Skype call. Oh, yeah, hello, you're on Awakenings.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
I am doing
great. Whoopsie, whoops.
Hello?
Okay, let's see. 706, I'll get right back to you. Yes, I'm here. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, welcome.
Hi, this is Sophia.
Hi. Oh, Sophia. Wait, Jenna, what happened to you? Oh, my God. I cannot believe this. Sophia, hold on.
Huh?
Hold on, Sophia. Jenna's... It's really just go... Yeah. Is this Jenna?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, do you have a question?
Hello. Yeah, hi. I was wondering what the EC coming up for me in the next year in regards to a job and a apartment.
Okay. Now, which one do you want to know first? You're wanting to get it more. It feels like job is coming up first.
It's more like I have an apartment that I want, but I think I will need a job to afford it.
More money.
And there's two things. Yeah. But there's two jobs that I am interested in. One would just be for the summer, and it's an internship that I really want to do. but then the other job that's available would carry on throughout the year, so it'll be better and it'll be better for the long run.
Have you met with them yet, the one for the year?
No.
Okay. Because it doesn't show, yeah, okay. So your energy isn't there yet. It's easier to get that, because right now it's showing you need to interview. It's showing you need to connect with these people. So they don't even, I don't feel they know even know of you, right?
Right.
Yeah, so better question is what your focus should be. Because, see, I feel like a destiny issue for you is to get a better job. You're kind of torn in between. Part of you, I feel, maybe wants some training or wants to maybe even take a little bit of time off or do less. Another part of you is saying, let's make more money, let's get settled, get more security, and let's get a better apartment, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really up to you which route you want to take right now. Right now I'm seeing a job change. That seems to be more on the plate. And then I see an apartment. And I do feel the apartment high up, and I do feel light. It could be a corner apartment or the window. There's some corner window. I don't know if it's two windows on either side. But I do see you moving, but it seems like the job is what's coming first.
Okay.
So put those apps in, those applications.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Sophie, just taking a while to connect. So much energy. Okay. It's not, it's like just going round and round and round. Let's see if I can, aha, there you are. Sophie.
Hey,
you're on
here.
Air. Hey,
hi, Michelle. The question I have is, do you see a reconciliation between my father and I?
Look at that. Well, first thing I heard is he's stubborn. I mean, you are too, but he's way stubborn. And it says to keep at it. I feel more of an opening around August. Do you feel it's strained? Have you tried to communicate and it's strained?
No, I haven't tried to communicate either. You're right. We're both stubborn, but he is worse.
Yeah. Yeah, he is worse. But it's going to come from you, and it's going to be kind of strained a bit in the beginning. It's going to take a while. But he's not the one that's going to come around. You're going to have to do it. Go to my YouTube channel, Light Being 21, there's some meditation. There's forgiveness meditation. There's connecting to the light. Yeah, he's not going to be easy. See, unfortunately, he's also, when you apologize or, you know, kind of say, let bygones be bygones, or I could have said it this way, or you could have said, I don't see him, like, warm and fuzzy about it. I feel him holding on to it a little bit. So you're going to kind of feel like, oh, why did I even bother? But if you just get, it's going to take you a little bit. I don't see it happening right away, but I feel, go ahead.
Well, okay, I'm okay with me, and I know how to, you know, forgive and ask for forgiveness on both. We were both wrong about something, and he does this with everybody, even his sisters and so forth. So I know him. My concern is I don't want it to interfere with his relationship with my daughter. And he contacts her with gifts and cards, but I don't care if he does. I want him to do better with her than he did with me growing up.
No, he won't. He is how he is.
Okay.
See, your thing is, one of the forgiveness, I think that I have on there is handing it back. It's not just forgiveness, but it's kind of forgiving yourself, the other person, forgiving what you've done to yourself. The thing is, you're going to have to just, because that was about the next thing I was about to say before you asked the question, was you're going to have to get to a place, this is just how he is,
mm-hmm.
and this is how I deal with this. You're going to have an inner boundary about it. He runs a bit hot and cold, he's moody, and he holds on to stuff. you know, and that's his wounding. So, yeah, thank you. So I feel like even it could even be with a kid, a child. You know, they might say the wrong thing, or maybe they don't respond quick enough, or the gift that he got wasn't quite what he wanted.
You know, that's exactly how we ended up here. He was buying me tires, and I called a local tire place to see if they could give me a better price and make it better on him. He took it as if I didn't appreciate his recommendation. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And he really got mad, and we hadn't spoken in almost 3 years.
Yeah. But that's him. See, he takes it so personally. Talk about ego. There it is, his protection mechanism of, this is me, you know. In other words, the gift that I buy is me. The thoughts that I have is me, or the idea, which it's not him. It's not any of us, because our thoughts can change, our ideas can change, our gifts can change. You know, it's not us. But that's, you're just going to have to know that he has that part, you know. And maybe that'll be something you explain to your daughter at some point. Because I don't feel it's just with adults. I feel he's this way. It doesn't matter, kid or not. You know, teenage.
You're right.
Little
she
kid,
had brain surgery 2 years ago. He didn't even come into the state we live to see her. He mailed her oranges, and he just started back communicating with her. She's never done anything to him.
No. But that's just him. And what I'm saying is, in many ways, sometimes, and especially I feel as we do connect more on a soul level, it's just seeing where people are at, and then in our mind deciding, okay, what's the best boundary? How can I not take it personally? They're wounded, they're stunted, you know, they're a big person, they're, you know, they're 70 years old, 80 years old, 60 years old, but they're acting this way. I don't see him changing. It's going to have to be you. And I do hear you saying to your daughter at some point, well, that's how granddad is. That's just, you know, not everybody is this way or that way. Because when she gets a little old, she's going to want to know. There's going to be some things that happen. But you will get kind of smooth things over. It'll be a little strained because you're going to, you know, you kind of walk on eggshells a little bit. But I do feel it getting, you know, smoothed over is the way that I would put it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sophie. Big hug.
Bye, dear.
You can do it. Bye-bye.
I will.
Okay. Hi, 306-341. You're on Awakening.
Hello.
Yep.
So my question is...
Who is this?
It's Kyle. I'm sorry. My question is, if you can share with me verbally what I believe that my guides are sharing with me in more visual ways.
Okay. What do you want to know? What's your question?
Kind of like my.
What are you getting visually?
Cherubims.
You're getting
and
cherubim.
Just a lot of. And a lot of synchronicity.
Okay. Well, usually cherubs are, when you get with the angelic realm, it's usually healing, some form of protection. It can be guidance as well. A lot of times when we're starting to awaken in a different level, because we have many awakenings, we start getting more from the spirit realm, if you will, or the angelic realm or divine realm, however you want to look at it, to let us know more about this part of ourselves. Usually they're confirmations. And the synchronicities are there to show, not only lead the way or guide us to the openings, because as we begin to awaken more, we move out of what I call, you know, linear time, more into synchronistic timing, where it's not so much about something's going to take an hour or 2 hours or days or weeks. It's more by events and connecting with people. When you start having a lot of those, it's confirming where you are on the path, and it's helping the rational mind or ego mind, kind of the human part of us, to be open to the unfolding and like kind of see, it works. We're there with you. We're showing you. So it sounds like you're getting some confirmations on what you're already doing. So So I would look at him as confirmation.
Okay.
You feel the confirmation? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, and my life has been pretty, like, my awareness and, like, just level of consciousness, it is, it's pretty incredible, but it's very, it can be very lonely at times, because mm-hmm. I see everything, I can't say everything, but I see things so differently than nearly every single person I speak with, in like just like a connective, most like beautiful way, like with like mm-hmm. with the ego, and like everything is so perfect and so beautiful.
Yeah,
it's just because I don't think it's fully integrated. It can be just really lonely at times, but like on the earth plane, lonely, because I feel
yes. I can relate to that, you know, having grown up like this, and even sometimes now. But I feel like one thing you might want to do, Kyle, is start documenting it, and maybe even doing a blog on it, and bringing that point of view. The other thing that I would say is when you get in that kind of state, or you know, the guides are coming to you, or the angelic realm, is I would ask send me playmates, send me more like-minded individuals to connect with. And, they'll start doing that. They'll start doing that for you. But it can be, because there is, you know, people get in kind of a certain way of looking at things. That's why I was saying earlier today, I can see the unity. I start crying because I know when something horrible happens, a lot of people are going to come together. I mean, I wish I didn't have to take something horrible, but the coming together is beautiful. You know, and the healing of the wound. And so, yeah, I feel like a part of you is meant to document this and to write, you know. You also have a lot. Do you write?
I do, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, because you
I
also
don't
have.
I take nearly as much time.
But you need to, because I do see a book in physical form. I see on the cover, and I see a lot of magenta in your aura, which tells me that you're connecting with the 10th dimension, the 10th chakra and above, which has to do with groups. So we start getting, especially 11th and 12th, the magenta ray brings the purple and the indigo, you know, together, and the rose pink for self-love, just, you know, personal love, love of others, love of self. And the magenta is about groups. So I feel like there's a group that you're going to be connecting with, writing for. There's a audience there. There's a group that you will, you know, resonate with. And I feel like even at age level, there's something about your age. So, yeah, give it some more time to write, because it's going to happen naturally anyway, is what I'm hearing. But I do see a book, and I do see it doing quite well. It's going to be you're awakening, you're opening also on self-healing. I see you working with light a lot. Look up magenta ray. You're coming in under that vibration.
How do you mean, like, how to look into that?
Well, just Google it. I think by now there's stuff on the magenta ray. Yeah, it's it's more expanded than the indigo ray, the blue ray. A lot of people think that that's like so expanded. But when you're getting – see, indigo or blue ray still comes under the sixth chakra, so it's still under the mental realm. It's still, you know, more in the egoic plane. When you start getting into the I'm getting so much information coming. When it starts coming through the violet ray, you start getting into more of the Buddhist plane or Christ plane, you know, and more into that level of consciousness. And then above that, you start getting into the magenta realm. And when you think about the color magenta, the colors that it has in it, that gives you a huge hint as what you're here to do. And it's definitely to work with groups. I come in the magenta ray. I have, in fact, I think on my Facebook, I don't know if it's on my Instagram, but for sure, either my Awakenings with Michelle Mache page on Facebook and my personal page for sure on Facebook, I have a picture of somebody with Carolean photography, and my whole aura is magenta. Magenta and white. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Great to connect with you.
Well,
all right. Much peace.
Yes. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're so welcome. You too. Wonderful. Okay, let us see. Next caller. I'll take questions in the chat as well, my lovely chats. Let's see, 925-575. 925-575. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, who's this?
This is Angie. It's from the chat.
Oh, hey. Oh, Angie, hey. Good to hear your voice.
Hey. Yeah, nice to hear your voice. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, hey. Okay. All right, so how do I phrase this? So I'm kind of in the middle of a gearing up for a job transition, like a graduation or more of my career pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling weirdly, like, anxious about it and losing confidence, like, up and down sometimes. And I keep feeling I'm, like, not in the right energy space yet, but I just wanted to get your insight for those. Is the right timing, or should I wait?
Well, it shows cooperation around it. Are you going to be doing this in July?
Well, I plan on, like, applying, like, this week and, you know, up until I get something. I was going to be out of my current service industry job by the end of summer.
Because it seems like new pathways, new directions in July, and I'm also getting cooperation with it. So I'm getting, like, you changing gears, you changing, which a lot of people are doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of new pathways coming up.
Yeah, I feel it.
So it doesn't, so it doesn't surprise me that you're getting guided to go in a different direction. Let's see, what's the best person? Yeah, so talk about, well, are see, I feel you're going to do it, but I'm getting that you're not 100% sure if you want to yet.
Yeah, I'm not
that
really.
Makes sense?
I feel like some days I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm all on board. I'm ready to do this. And it's not because I want to stay at the job I'm in now. It's just more or less like, you know, it's like going into the unknown. It's always kind of nerve-wracking to go into something you're not sure whether you're going to like it or not.
Yeah. So it's showing you're having to kind of get more, get into it more with yourself, more used to the idea. What do you really want to do? I don't know that this is really what you want to do.
Well, I really want to still work in the industry. I work in the entertainment industry down here in LA. But there's options, but I'm not entirely right now. I work in talent agency and I'm looking at transitioning into casting. Eventually it's more wanting to produce and documentaries and
Okay, good. Okay. Cause I was going to say, I see another job after this other job. So, cause I don't feel the next job you do is really what you want to do. And your higher self is saying you need go for what you really want. So as long as you have a plan for that, because I'm not so sure, you've kind of outgrown where you are now. I mean, you could still do it, but I feel you want something more challenging, more creative. It shows feeling hampered creatively. So there is a creative part of you that wants to come out more, or more creativity wants to come out more. So this second job, so-so. I think you're going to try to find the one that the guys are saying go in the direction of what you really want to do.
Okay.
I feel like you have connections or something that you're not utilizing. I feel like it's showing cooperation. It's showing people around you that would give you a chance. Okay. So if you said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this or that, I've always wanted to do this, I feel like you have some contacts.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
But I'd have
use your content.
Yeah. Use your content.
Go ahead.
I said use
your contact. Use your contacts. You have contacts.
All right.
It's just you're a little nervous, you're a little afraid, but go for what you really want. Even if you have to do one extra job to get the confidence up, I do feel that you will be working more in that creative field.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. I'm just like, if I go in this direction, like, will it give me other options to go somewhere else? Like, I don't necessarily, like, want to stay with something that's so deep complacent, but...
Well, yeah, I think you have one more. Tamara in the chat said, awesome read for you, Angie. Go for it. Have the confidence. Go for it. Great to hear your voice. The thing is, could you not, you want to do like production work, right?
Well, not production per se, but
producing,
yeah.
But
documentary,
what?
Documentary, like that.
Okay. But being part of the group that puts it together, right?
Well, yeah, it's all collaborative. And yeah.
And writing, I would even do some writing, books, scripts, you know, edit. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're really wanting to get more in. Don't you? I feel like there's people that you know. Now, you might be starting at a lower level. That's the other thing, though.
Mm.
Is that what your concern is? That you won't be... You'll be more entry level into that.
Yeah, that doesn't really bother me. But it's funny you said writing, because I come from a writing background, and I actually have a lot of writer friends in that sense.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, because you got writing all around you. I feel like you're going to do something more script or play. I would ask around. I would let people know that you feel comfortable with. Say that you'd like to do this move and you want to get more into this, the documentaries. I feel like the opportunity is already around you, that the
okay.
connection is there. Yeah.
Okay.
So you will be doing it. Yeah, you definitely will be doing it. If you don't want to ask your contacts, your friends, or people that you know from the industry, then you probably will do the job in between and then branch into it. But the in between job, that's not going to be as long as what you're doing now. I don't see you staying with it, because whatever it is, you're not going to be into it.
Okay. Because
you really want to do the other stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All okay.
Right.
Cool.
Well,
thanks for calling in. All right. You're welcome.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. We got a Skype-y call You've been on about four. Okay. Boy, this energy here. I'm going to refresh, reboot. Loving these questions, you guys. Loving them. Let's see. We're still connected to Angie. Okay, so we've got that private call or a Skype call. We're waiting for you. Things, I don't know, has to. It's kind of slow getting on to the, see how the internet is. The Wi-Fi. So we've got to wait a little. Love the questions. Love the feedback. I love you guys calling in. That is so cool. And I'm going to go by, any questions in the chat? Because I'm waiting for the Skype caller to come up. It's not coming up yet. So the call, it's just saying. There we are. Aha. Let's see. Oh, I hate when this happens on BTR. It's kind of stuck. It's saying it can't find the server. Okay, we'll try again. But if you are online and you can't get in, you're not even getting your question answered, go ahead and see if you can get in the chat room. So let's see if it comes through. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go to another question. Oh, the Someone had a question about, could I explain about the wounding from earth experience, the way that it's, the more you, that your wounding from earth experience is handled, made known and cleared and loved into healing, you'll express more of your soul. Yes, anytime we feel, you know, kind of over wounding, we will tend to be, feel alienated or separated. And if we don't feel the connection to everything and everyone, like we had amazing caller Kyle that called in and said he felt this interconnectedness and recognized all these synchronistic experiences. It's hard to see that when you have unhandled wounds. You know, when you feel that you are a victim from everything and everything isn't safe. And so if everything isn't safe, that means I feel separate. Something's out to get me. The world isn't safe. And so we shut down. We literally step down our frequency. See, the higher your frequency or more expanded your frequency is, the more you're in resonance, the more you will feel interconnected to everything and everyone. You'll feel naturally safer. So the more hands wound, the more I don't feel safe because of those, you know, what's happened. If that isn't healed, and especially for children, because as we know, when you're little, whatever happens in your home environment, that's your world. You don't yet know the big world. So when you get out into the big world, you take that little world perception of what happened in your house or the home that you were raised in, or, you know, it could be institutionalized home, it could be your neighborhood, it could be the school. Because that was so your world, that's why you carry that out into your worldly experiences. Now, we had another question. How can someone get in more resonance? Are there practical or easy steps that you can take to do so? I like hearing about you talk about resonance, but this concept, while intriguing, is still something I'm trying to wrap my mind around. So resonance is what seems to be an alignment for you or harmonious, okay? And that gets to, it also has to do with knowing yourself. The more you know yourself and are okay with yourself, the more you love yourself, the more that you are in resonance and you'll attract what is more resonating for you. So on a soul level, and again, this is through meditation, this can happen. Sometimes drumming, toning, we've talked about humming, things that get you out of that separation defensive mode bring you more in resonance. Now, we can also talk about resonance as being doing things that you really like to do, not that somebody says you should like to do, or somebody says that this will get you success, or this will get the guy for you or the girl for you, or this will make your life easier. If those things don't really appeal to you or you don't really feel a natural inclination towards them, then you have less resonance. So we're going to always have some dissonance in our life or some disharmony, especially if we're going through conflict, you know, especially if we're, you know, working through something, working through issues, we will have that some dissonance, you know, and we change. When a new idea comes in, then we also have some dissonance, right? Dissonance, just like a divine discontent, gets us in a new direction, gets us thinking differently. It's a new influence, a new idea. But if you have more dissonance or more disharmony in your life, obviously you're not in resonance. You're not in harmony. There's not enough harmony. So ultimately we want to have more harmony or harmonizing factors in our life than dissonant. Now, sometimes we go through a period of time where we think, oh, I can't do anything right, or this or that is happening to me, or this situation, or when you're going through a lot of disruption, it feels like a lot of dissonance, right? It's more dissonant because we're changing. You know, some of you have said, whether it's a relationship or maybe a job, you don't feel is resonating anymore. You know, you don't feel like, you know, because something new is coming in, a new influence. And remember, new influences will come to us not just by situations, but the people in the situations, the people we meet, the things that we see, maybe a quote, a saying, you know, something we hear. that can cause a little ding, 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 a little awakening, like, oh, a new awareness. Sometimes observing ourselves, you know, doing some contemplation meditations to observe. So let's see, got kicked out of the chat. Sorry about that. I think Michelle got tossed out of the chat. Okay, she's back now. Could you guys hear? You could hear me in on the phone. Phone lines are still not coming up. So those of you waiting for your question to be answered, just hang on. Let's see, Tamara's saying, I hear you, networking with a supportive net. You have the place. Yeah, you can feel it. Oh, that was for Angie. Yeah. But it's true. You need to, okay, someone's on the line. Okay, but the call is, you might have to ask it in the chat. For some reason, the phone lines are not coming up. Yeah, they're not coming up again. So I will try again. At least we're back. Oh, I don't know what this is, if it's internet or whatever, but you can hear me. Oh, yeah, email for the show is awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. That's awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can go ahead and go in the chat. You have to log in through BTR, but you can ask questions in the chat. Because right now, I'm still waiting for the let me try another window. So what gets us in resonance is following our intuition, following our bliss, doing more of what we love to do. Okay, these are some things. What brings you joy? That's another way to look at it. What brings you a sense of peace or interconnectedness? What brings you a sense of semblance? Like everything's it's coming together. You feel this coming together, that you're in this, again, more harmony or more harmonizing. Sometimes when we've had situations and we just feel off, we feel out of resonance, we feel out of sync. Again, sometimes that's because we're changing. There's new influences coming in. So the old way of being or what we're used to, we're being thrown off from that, you know. So it's not always bad. Being disrupted or some dissonance is not always bad. It's disrupting what we were doing. And it can definitely be coming from the soul. Now remember, we're aligning to the soul, so more of the soul is coming through. In some ways, our soul is, there's many parts to it. There's many aspects. There's many shades of it. So we're going to express more and more of that. It's just like the infiniteness of spirit. It goes on and on and on. So we might have certain likes in one part of our life, and then we have go through some learning and we have some growth, and then something new comes in. Now, if you're living chronically with less and less resonance, you're living chronically with more dissonance, that's when it's not such a great thing. Okay, the phone lines came back. You can type in your question. Or you can go back on the line. I don't know if you're back on the line. So let's see. I think we have like a minute left for a question. Okay. Type it in or call back in. Those of you new to the program, we do readings and tune in, and I answer questions the first half of the program always. Oh, there we go. It did come up. I don't know who it is. You say you're on the line. Yes. Hi, welcome. You're on Awakenings.
You already, this is Jenna. You already answered my question.
Oh, Jenna. Okay. The other caller dropped as a personal. Okay, great. Yeah, so we're here, and certain guests, especially like when Paulo is on, certain guests like answering questions also, so sometimes we'll do the whole show. So those of you that didn't get your question answered, or maybe you wanted to just say hi, call back next week. We're here every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you so much, you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your questions. This is all based on questions you guys have been asking. So I really appreciate it. And I've got more. I've been compiling them, and I just got another batch of them. So I really appreciate it. It's fun for me to share what I know and experience. So I loved all the great info and insight, you know, your insights in the chat too, and the great questions. So thank you all for an amazing show today. It's great to connect with all of you. So all things awakenings, whether guest suggestions, email questions, topic suggestions, if you have any questions, want to get on the monthly psychic forecasts and energetic insights, you can email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And we will get you on that list. All right, you guys, big hug and have a great Wednesday and a great rest of the week.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.